Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we're going to be featuring song picks from John in the house because it's his birthday. What? So he is on the way to the station. So in the meantime, we're going to play The Bra Mankind. Here's Colorblind on CJSF.
to find my way home. We reach for the shore. Booming sails are spread, full of dread. Beautiful clouds ahead, but then full of dread again. I picked up the pieces, so many pieces. Pages are soaking.
Fly, like butterfly, watching the sky come. Your mind's mine, I want to shine. Oh, where do you go? My mind's feeling silhouettes coming to fall, humble and shy. Fear the enemy, my oldest friend of me. Veins filled by the trees, poke out the bees. Beam the human being, lost in the home and ran from what is real, what is right here.
All right, so that was Bra Mankind's Fly Like a Butterfly. We also played Pick Up the Pieces, and we started that set off with Colorblind. And guess what?
Yeah.
John in the House made it.
Hello. Woo-hoo. John in the House is in the studio tonight because it's a special night because it's 2 days before my birthday on Saturday. So I always celebrate, have some fun in the studio before my birthday. And yeah, that was Bra Mankind. I actually met them in Rickshaw Theater. I went to a show, Art Bergman. I featured Art Bergman on our show last week, and Art Bergman and his manager gave me free access to the show, VIP access. So I bought an Art Bergman shirt, and it was fun. I haven't actually sat down and talked with him yet, but we planned to go out for coffee. He's a very interesting man. So I met Bra Mankind, a young band, about five or six people in the band, and a female guitarist and a female pianist, and they sing too. So it's a really great sounding new type of sound. I could compare them if they added like four more people, they could be the new Grateful Dead.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Grateful Dead. Okay, and next we're going to play some Suicide Shift. Tell me about these guys, John.
Suicide Shift, they're from Abbotsford, BC, metal born in the valley. And it's a local band. They're all from the valley there. And they have a really super sound, new metal, kind of really, it's hard to compare because it's very original. And they're a great bunch of guys. And so check out their music on YouTube, Suicide Shift. That's S-U-I-C-I-D-E, all one word, S.
H-I-F-T. Yeah. Okay, and we're going to play their song called Rain. And just in case, because it is heavy metal, folks, the listener's discretion is advised right here on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
Suicide Shift. Okay.
Suicide Shift.
So tell me about the singer, John.
The singer of Suicide Shift?
Yes. Because...
Moved to Calgary.
Yeah, so Weston. So they'll have a new singer now, right? So Suicide Shift will have a new singer. And then the old singer created a new band.
Yeah, he has, right now he's working in Calgary and he's pursuing music, but he produces music himself and his latest album called Badlands. And we're going to hear the song Firestorm from that, his album that he made. He produced it all, played all the instruments on this album, and you'll have to listen to it. It's a really great, interesting sound. An amazing accomplishment for someone to produce everything.
Step two.